The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers and Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Azaleas are coming into full bloom right now, and there's a reason why you should plant some. Julio and I will discuss the benefits of the most beautiful landscape plant, our first segment.
Pat sent us a text about something creeping around in her neighbor's yard. We'll explain in our second segment.
Ito peonies are a miracle plant that has a great backstory. Julio and I will tell you all about it in our third segment.
Frank called the hotline and is searching for real mulch. Frank, we know exactly what you're talking about. We'll fill you in during our fourth segment.
What's bugging you? Dandelions. Have you seen the yellow blooms in your yard? Where there's one, you can expect hundreds, thousands to move in. We'll explain the best way to control the dandelion in our final segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water-holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Smeltzer & Son Feed Supply, Route 9, Cape May, New Jersey. Mastardi Nursery, Chester Pike, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, Herfel Cross Keys Road, Washington Township, New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome, everybody, to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, azaleas, Len, are a spectacular plant that are the most dynamic that you might think of. They come in many different sizes, colors, and varieties, and you can just keep talking about them all day.
We could. You know, everybody thinks of azaleas. They think of the ones that are in front of people's houses that, like, almost look like a hedge, but they flower. Nothing beats an azalea in flower. Yeah. Nothing beats an azalea. And that where one of the things that people don't think about azaleas is deciduous azaleas.
Oh, yeah.
Taller, upright, up to 6 foot tall. Yeah. So they lose their leaves, but they have colors in ranges of yellow and orange and pinks.
Yes.
And they're just really fantastic. You know, pretty much no red.
No red, huh?
If you want a red azalea, you're going to have to go with the lower deciduous, or I'm sorry, evergreen ones.
Evergreen, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So I mean, I think azaleas are pound for pound. They give you the most of any of the evergreen landscape plants.
They do.
If you want a little plant, don't want it to get more than 18 inches. Now you're talking about using a gumpo azalea.
Gumpo, yeah.
So if you talk about Hino crimson azaleas, they're a bright pink red. And that when you're talking about Stewartsonian, that's like a brick colored red, like almost an orangey red. Delaware Valleys are probably the most popular of the white, but there are a few others where the flowers themselves look different. Where the pinks, oh my gosh, there's so many different pinks. That, like, we have one, if you're looking on YouTube, that we have one on our table, which is a hybrid that this almost looks like a corsage, almost like an orchid.
It does.
But the pinks that are available, I just like tradition, for instance, is a standard. And it looks, when you think pink, tradition is definitely pink. But there's also other types of pink where it's blouse pink. That is almost like a flat colored pink, but just tremendous. And that, what are the, Tullio, tell me some insect problems that azaleas have. This is known as Stump Julio.
Yeah, it is. I do know that they can get petal blight. That's one thing that I know that's not an insect, but you know.
Have you ever had a customer come in and say, I have petal blight, or can you describe this? Of the 40 years I've been doing this, that I have never seen petal blight.
No.
I've seen some scale, and I've seen some things that are just common to all plants, but nothing specific, nothing like like, for instance, Euonymus scale is going to get Euonymus scale.
Right.
It will get lace bug. We talk about lace bug all the time. Any of your broad leaves are going to get lace bug, and that you need to control it while you still can go out there and get systemic drench and apply it to your azaleas, all your broad leaves, so that you don't get lace bug, because lace bug will turn the leaves looking almost yellow, like they're hungry. But the reality is, it's just small, tiny, little suck marks where the plant is getting depleted of the chlorophyll that should be in the leaves. So just go and use a drench on all your plants. You'll make sure that you don't have any issues. So just something to do. You just do it. You just do it. Don't wait. Just do it. Okay. And we're talking about, again, a soil drench that you'll see. There's a lot of them are called like a evergreen tree and shrub, or a tree and shrub drench. Some may even be a rose drench. And it's basically the same active ingredient. It's imidacloprid. Now, there's some states in our listening area that have said, oh, we don't want you to use imidacloprid because it kills the bees. But if you use it correctly, it doesn't.
It doesn't do it.
We have been on this argument now for 3 years. All of you idiots out there where it says drench and you put it in a sprayer and spray it, you're the problem.
Oh, yes.
You're the problem. If you use it as a drench to where you apply it at the root, okay, it makes the plant poisonous to the bad insects, but it doesn't affect the pollen. Studies done, I mean, they did a study on clover. And if you've ever known clover, that clover attracts bumblebees and honeybees and all types of bees. There was no transference of the imidacloprid from the root system to the flower pollen. When done right, you do not put it in a sprayer. Let me just say that one more time. Don't put it in a sprayer, and you'll protect the honeybees. If you put it in a sprayer, somebody deserves to take your sprayer away. No imidacloprid for you.
No more.
But the thing is it does work, and I'm afraid that it's going to disappear. Like, you know, we're going to talk in a segment coming up about not being able to find your favorite products on the shelf, and it's because we have, let's just say we have a lot of things at work that are taking away tried and true products away from us, like imidacloprid. So go out and use it while you still can get it.
I tell you.
Yeah.
It's getting bad, huh?
Azaleas, They are, so we have tall deciduous, we have evergreen, 4 foot, we have dwarf varieties, and that their flowers are all big clusters. They are the rhododendron, they're all in the rhododendron family. And again, it's just a dynamic plant that every yard, every home should have azaleas somewhere in it. Beautiful. Because it always announces spring. Mm-hmm. And even though it's been cold, hasn't it, Julio?
A little bit.
Didn't we talk about that last week?
We did.
Don't be fools.
No.
Yeah, Mother Nature's going to lure into it. It's okay to plant my eggplant. Yeah, no.
Oh, what happened to my eggplant?
Yeah, what happened to your eggplant? Well, guess what? You have to buy new ones now.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the last few days, it's been really, really cold. Bad. Another freeze warning was last night, but we got through it okay. So, anyway, plant azaleas. Go to your local garden center and ask to see all of their azaleas. Uh-huh. You want to see, because they'll go right up and they'll show you the typical evergreen ones that you get in front of your house. But say you want to see them all. Can I see some of your deciduous azaleas? Mm-hmm. And you'll be amazed on how how large their flowers is and the colors. Mm-hmm. Again, oranges and yellows. And I love deciduous azaleas because the flower color on like even something that's a pink is more dynamic than, say, some of the evergreen ones, because it's taller and it's got its place in the landscape.
Oh yeah, it's gorgeous.
Anything to add, Julio?
No, I think we
did we cover it?
Yeah, I think we did. You know, I know it's one of your favorites.
It is.
You know,
it is
right up there, right?
It is. You know, we used to have an azalea festival at Bloomers when we were younger and more ambitious.
What was in the festival?
Oh, we just brought in every variety of azalea that we could imagine. And there was a Schroeder variety.
Oh, there was?
There was.
Oh,
there was a Schroeder variety. And like a moron, I gave one to my wife for Mother's Day.
Oh, you did?
She almost threw it at my head. It was not a good time. No. You know, I might as well have given her a vacuum. Anyway.
On that note.
We're going to have a better segment when we come back. That's got better memories when we talk to Pat. Oh, we'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy, we want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers. Barlow's, Seagirt, New Jersey. Espenshade's Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Monton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe's Farm and Greenhouse, Mechanicsburg, PA.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, Pat texted the Bloomers in the Garden hotline, and she's got a creep running around in her neighbor's backyard. And here's what she texted.
Good morning. My neighbor has a creep in her yard. It's Creeping Charlie, who has invaded most of her back lawn. Help! What do you recommend she should do, effectively use to rid her of this weed? Preferably one that won't kill the grass. Thank you, Pat.
Hey, Pat, you keep an eye on the neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
So, Julio, Creeping Charlie. What were we talking about this morning? What does Creeping Charlie look like? It's miniature green-leafed hookera.
Hookera, yeah.
Right? It looks like a tiny little hookera. Like a 1-inch, maybe not even. And that where it grows in moist areas and where it doesn't get a lot of sun, because the sun will dry it out. But my guess is that her neighbor's lawn is in probably a little bit of shade and that it doesn't go away. It's a perennial, so it'll keep on coming back. If she can get more light, that'll be the natural solution, and she probably will be able to grow thicker grass, because my guess is her lawn is pretty thin. But the trick is making sure that you apply Weed Beater Ultra. Okay. Weed Beater Ultra is going to be a theme on this show.
That it is.
Weed Beater Ultra is by Bonide. And the beauty of it is that it will work when it's cold. So it's not like where other liquids are less effective when it's 40 degrees, 60 degrees. So it's got to be above 60 degrees for good control. Weed Beater Ultra is different, right, Hull?
Yes, it is.
Why would I want to use, and we're going to repeat this later in the show, but why would I want to use that instead of a granular?
Well, it's going to hit the actual plant itself.
It's going to hit the plant itself. And it's going to give that coating
on that
of the leaf that will control the weed and kill the weed, but it also is safe for your grass.
Fescue,
bluegrass, doesn't matter, right?
Yep, doesn't matter.
And that you're just going to spray that on, and you're going to spray the, what I would do is put it in a hose end sprayer, and okay, hose end sprayer. Sure, I'll put that. Well, like we know what it is.
Yeah, they do.
All right, Julio, explain to our audience what a hose end sprayer is, please.
Yeah, it's like a bottle, that plastic bottle, and has a on the top of that plastic bottle has a dial on it, and it also has like a you hook it up to your hose, and that'll spray it out, taking the actual Weed Beater Ultra.
So you put that in that little bottle.
Right. You put it in that
screw
little.
Screw it onto the top
where
the dial is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read the directions, and the directions say, all right, well, you're going to use 2 ounces per gallon.
Right.
And you dial it up to two ounces, mm-hmm. and then you just spray.
Yeah. How easy is that?
It's the easiest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. That where it used to be back in, you know, some of you old timers, you might recall, you used to have, there used to be this thing, Ortho Sprayette.
Ugh. You like,
because this is confusing enough for a customer, where you just put the ounces on and you just spray and then it doesn't mix.
Uh-huh.
The other kind, you used to have to add water to it
in the
thing. So this is not like that.
This is like a lab work.
You don't, the concentrate does not get diluted when it's in the sprayer. Okay, we have what's called a chameleon, and that's the brand from VPG, okay, and Fertilome, and it works great. And again, it's that dial that you put on the top, and you say you dial it to whatever the control product you're using is. And then when you're all done, if you have like half of it left, you just pour that back into the bottle and use it next time. And again, you might have to do an application anywhere from, say, maybe 3 weeks apart if you don't get total control. And as long as it dries on the weed or your lawn, it's safe for pets. So it's, you just want to make sure that it's all dry, and then it begins to work. And you'll see it, you'll see it work within a week. You'll start to see those weeds yellow out. And again, the bonus works on dandelions, works on, oops, we gave away our final segment.
Oh, we did.
It works on plantain. It works on all types of broadleaf weeds. It is not going to work on grassy weeds, but it's going to work on all of your broadleaf weeds, and they're mostly the perennial type that drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. So anything to add, Hul?
No, hopefully it won't creep too far.
Yeah, and once you spray it, it's not creeping anywhere. Yeah. But again, it's, why is it growing there? It's growing because the conditions that you have are ideal for growing creeping Charlie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to be honest, I don't think it's an ugly thing.
No, it's not look bad looking.
No, it looks a little bit like Lamium.
Yeah.
You know?
It does.
So a little bit like Lamium, where it's not a horrible green, but it's the texture that invades your bladed grass that makes it look bad.
Yeah, doesn't look good.
That's it. All right.
All right.
We've got another break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide contains bifenthrin, which is a highly recommended product to control the spotted lanternfly. Available as both a ready-to-use and a concentrate, they are a water-based, low-odor, non-staining insecticide formulation. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used indoors or outdoors. It provides up to 4 months residual control indoors and up to 6 weeks residual control outdoors. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide kills a wide variety of insects, including fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, roaches, ants, spiders, earwigs, crickets, and grasshoppers. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used around the perimeter of the home, on lawns, trees, shrubs, flowers, and even vegetables. So, the next time you visit your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide and expect to have the best-looking plants and landscape in the neighborhood.
Church's Garden Center and Farms, Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Collegeville, do it best. Ridge Pike, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. County Line Nursery, Harleysville Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania.
Captain's Log, Day 121, Mining for Nature's Way to Control Lawn Weeds.
Hey there, it's Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Recently, I was on an exploration to find a natural way to kill lawn weeds down to the root, when I dug a little deeper than I planned and found the solution. Iron. It's the heavy metal of weed control. Iron flattens broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more without harming your lawn. That's why iron is the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew comes in a convenient spray or concentrate that goes to work right away. I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening. And when you're fighting tough weeds, it's time to pump some iron with Lawn Weed Brew.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew from Bonide. Trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, Dr. Toichi Ito, a Japanese botanist, had a vision to cross a tree peony and a standard garden peony. Tree peonies have dynamic colors and flower size. Garden peonies have a shrub-like foliage, but are limited to shades of red, pink, or white. Wow.
Dr. Ito made thousands of attempts until finally in 1948, shows you how old this goes back.
Yeah.
His dream came true. A few of his seeds germinated, but it would take until 1964 before they flowered. Unfortunately, 8 years before his crosses would bloom, Dr. Ito passed away and never saw his plan. It's amazing flowers. The Ito peonies are just stunning, and it's a sad story.
It is sad.
That I like to plant Ito peonies on each job that we do just simply because it's such a surprise where it does die back, and that its color range, though, from the bright yellow, and it's a gold medal winner, actually, that the Garden Treasure was a variety in the 2006, that bright yellow. Bartzella, and that it's just a stunning plant.
Yeah, I have that.
You know, and they're not cheap.
Oh, they're not.
Telling you right now, they are not cheap. You're going to think, $40. No, you're going to pay over $100 for an Ito peonies, it is well worth the show.
Oh, let me tell you.
So you have yours.
Yep.
Where'd you plant it?
Right in front of my home.
Yeah?
Yep, right in front and center. You can't miss it.
It's probably up, right?
It just, mine just started coming out of the ground.
Okay.
It's about maybe a foot tall.
But the way your house is done is that it's, you're on the, it's shaded on that section now, right? So considering how cold things have been.
Yeah, really. That's the east side, so I get, morning sun.
So you get morning sun. Okay. Yeah. Mine is pretty good size. It's probably... it's knee size right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's in my protected area. It's like I think I have everything planted by my garbage cans. But hey, it's where I walk. I spend a lot of time there.
Yeah,
it's funny how that is. I don't care about my front because I never go out my front door. I just go out the garage or I go out somewhere else. That's where I want my
stuff.
That's
where all your beautiful plants are. Right?
Nobody's allowed in my house. We don't care.
Oh, God.
Right now, it looks horrible.
Oh, my God.
It looks like weeds have invaded everything because of the flowers I planted last year. The annuals are just still
they're still there.
Some are still there. They were run over by the lawnmower.
Oh, okay. Really?
But my Ito peonies.
Oh yeah,
it's a special plant.
It is
a special plant, and the different colors are again. We talked about regular garden peonies. They come in white, pink, and red, and then some variations on that. Mm-hmm. But the Ito peonies are like mauves, and they're we talked about bright yellow, but there's also that, it's like a mustardy yellow.
Mustardy, yeah.
Very cool, very big flowers. And the plant looks like a shrub in season. Mm-hmm. And it's stunning. It's stunning. I'd love to have a whole hedge.
Oh,
that'd look awesome.
Yeah,
whole hedge of Ito peonies. Uh-huh. I'd have to refinance my house, but again, it would be well worth it.
Oh yeah,
because if you plant an Ito peonies, that will be one of the plants that you look forward to every season for it to bloom. And where is it? I just can't say enough about it. Go to your local garden center this weekend. Get yourself an Etopenes,
yes,
because it just is a marvel.
It is.
It is a marvel.
Oh. You know, I had a customer come in that she said, I've had mine over 50 years.
No.
Yeah.
Not an Etopenes.
No, but, you know, she had a peony that she's had.
A regular peony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, an Etopenes is special that they have only been out probably for about 10 years.
That's it.
In the trade, because what happens is just like Dr. Ito struggled to get the science behind, and how much is this science?
Oh,
we talk about this all the time.
Right.
To get the science behind breeding, but then it has to be replicated in a way that it can be, it can go into production.
Oh, yeah.
It's great that this botanist has a plant, but if he can't put it into production, what good is it?
Yeah.
It's like only he has one. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's good for some botanists, but really most want to share their creations with the world, not just themselves. And that's their motivation.
Yeah.
Their motivation.
Yeah, it's just a thought about, you know, getting the tree and the herbaceous together. I mean, that's mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah, and that was the trick where he took the pollen and crossbred the two, and it was hard to take. And you know, so he does this cross-pollination, and he's waiting to see if it produces the seed and then to see if the seeds are sterile or whether they actually produce. Oh, I'll tell you what, hats off to those guys that do this. Because it brings us such an incredible amount of diversity in plants.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and don't forget the actual plant itself. Besides the flower, I think it's beautiful.
You know, it is
burgundy color.
It does. It has a burgundy look when it comes out, and it does go to a nice dark green, and fall color. Does it get a fall color? I can't remember now.
I can't remember either.
It might go revert to that like burgundy-ish look, but it's more of a tint than an actual like turning red. It's not like a red tip photinia or anything like that. It's just more reddish.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So again, go to your local garden center this weekend, ask for an Etopenes, sit down before you look at the price tag.
Splurge.
That's right. I mean, you go out to dinner, right?
Yeah,
and you can get a crummy meal. You get a crummy meal and you still pay for it. This, you're getting guaranteed a great plant
that
will be over and over and over again for years for $100.
Well worth it.
Cut loose.
Yeah,
cut loose.
All
right, we'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide contains bifenthrin, which is a highly recommended product to control the spotted lanternfly. Available as both a ready-to-use and a concentrate, they are a water-based, low-odor, non-staining insecticide formulation. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used indoors or outdoors. It provides up to 4 months residual control indoors and up to 6 weeks residual control outdoors. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide kills a wide variety of insects, including fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, roaches, ants, spiders, earwigs, crickets, and grasshoppers. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used around the perimeter of the home, on lawns, trees, shrubs, flowers, and even vegetables. So, the next time you visit your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide and expect to have the best-looking plants and landscape in the neighborhood.
Church's Garden Center and Farms, Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Collegeville, Do It Best, Ridge Pike, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. County Line Nursery, Harleysville Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania.
Captain's Log, Day 121, Mining for Nature's Way to Control Lawn Weeds.
Hey there, it's Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener.
Recently, I was on an exploration to find a natural way to kill lawn weeds down to the root. When I dug a little deeper than I planned and found the solution, iron. It's the heavy metal of weed control. Iron flattens broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more without harming your lawn. That's why iron is the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's lawn weed brew comes in a convenient spray or concentrate that goes to work right away. I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening. And when you're fighting tough weeds, it's time to pump some iron with Lawn Weed Brew.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew from Bonide, trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider, or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len. He's Julio. And, you know, gardeners, we get frustrated when looking for old-time favorite products. You know, Isotox. Right. Do you remember Isotox?
No.
Thanks, Julio. You're supposed to back me up. You're my sidekick, you know? All right.
That goes back way back.
I remember that. All right. Isotox used to be a great insecticide that was a systemic, and that was old-time product, Orthene.
That I do remember.
You remember Orthene?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Orthene, another systemic insecticide. Mm-hmm. But there's new favorites that are going to go off the market, and I'm concerned about. We talked about imidacloprid. Right. Imidacloprid has saved hemlocks were dying from woolly adelgid. And it was imidacloprid that saved them all. Connecticut, I can remember they were just disappearing in New England and Connecticut from the woolly adelgid up in North Jersey and then spreading south. And unfortunately, I don't want to get political, but that's basically who decided that, oh, let's target this thing. And I know there are issues. There are idiots out there spraying the wrong thing. But we had Frank call. And he's got the same situation. Mm-hmm. He's trying to find a product that's simple, you'd think. And he's going and he's looking at different places. Well, you know, he's going to say it best. Listen to his call.
Hey, Len. My name is Frank Ramos. I have a crazy, stupid question. Mulch. I don't know how many years now I cannot find mulch. They have bags. It says mulch, but it's pretty much ground up thick dirt. Mulch used to be like big chunks of wood chips. They also have something I saw last year, ground up rubber tires. Where can I find regular mulch that's big, like big chunks of wood chips? Again, it's Frank. Thank you.
Frank, we feel your pain. Yeah. We feel your pain. Really? Julio, you talk to Frank.
Yeah, poor Frank.
I know what Frank's looking for. When he's talking about chips, we're not talking about like ground up stumps or chips from a chipper. What he's looking for is pine bark nuggets.
Right.
Pine bark nuggets were like as popular as, say, cedar mulch is. But what Frank's finding is not cedar mulch, and he's not finding pine bark nuggets, pine bark mini nuggets, or pine bark mulch. He's finding recycled ground up stuff that's basically being called mulch. Mm. And he's absolutely right. It's not the same stuff. And that's why it looks like dirt in a bag, but with things in it. So
kind of stuff. What
you need to look for is look for regular cedar mulch. Okay. And I'll tell you what, where was he located?
He's in Philadelphia.
He's in Philadelphia. Yep. Some of your good garden centers, Primex, let's see. I go to a real garden center, not Lowe's Garden Center, not Home Depot's Garden Center, where you're going to ask for pine bark nuggets. There are still some people that have it. I'm ashamed to say Bloomers doesn't anymore. We'd have to overwinter those bags two or three times because you got to buy a trailer load and it comes from down south. And it's
crazy.
It's a problem because it's not as popular because it's all about money. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive.
Very.
But it is a byproduct of the lumber. You know, when they're going and they're stripping the bark off of these great big pine trees to make 2x4s, you know, it's a byproduct. So what happens is that it used to be that they would put it in a bag and they would ship it up north and all over the place, and that it was a great mulch. The key is you don't want to buy anything where there's still heartwood in it. And that's when he said wood chips, I like was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Because it's termite food.
Yeah.
And you want to keep anything that has that in it away from your plants. Sometimes I get a little concerned about the mulch that they're finding because it's allowed to be 20% demolition wood.
Oh,
you know what that means? That means 2x4s. That means stuff that's, you know, they just, you know, you ever see like the home shows where it's demolition day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your mulch. You know,
yeah.
It goes from being the 2x4s that were in the house to now they're being chipped up and they're being used for mulch. So. Pallets, ground up pallets.
Yeah, another one.
Anyway,
what a mess.
So look for pine bark nuggets, pine bark mini nuggets, or pine bark mulch, and that's what you're looking for. Those are the chips that you're saying. Avoid that word though. Don't go and say I'm looking for wood chips because what you'll get is the stuff that feeds termites.
Yeah,
what you want to look for, it has to be a bark. That's why cedar mulch is such a great product. One, it has natural repellent properties, but also it's not something that an insect is going to ingest. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
He's right.
Where have all the products gone?
Is that a song?
I think it is. I think it should be because, you know, I get sentimental about certain kinds, you know, that if you can replace this product with something that's better, it's going to naturally sell. But a lot of times they take the stuff off the market that was really a good thing just to replace it with something that they make more of a profit on.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Ooh. Greedy corporations.
Corporations.
What's a product that you know of, and it doesn't have to be horticulture.
No, well,
what?
Not really. I mean, sticking with the mulch, you know, I like the triple shredded mulch we have.
Yeah, the triple shredded mulch that we have is a bark product.
Yeah.
And it's
very
nice.
Good. Yeah, it's very nice. Nice. Yeah.
And well, there you go. We have that to replace what was taken off the market was licorice root.
Licorice root. Yeah. How many
licorice
times?
Root was sent from China over to Camden to be processed by this company that used the licorice extract. Believe it or not, and it wasn't something you put in food, it was something they put into cigarettes. Now, the refined product is being just done in China, so there is no plant in Camden to get licorice root from.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And I miss it.
Yeah, so a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it stunk, though, like smelled.
Really?
Yeah. It's an earthy goodness.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, go listen, Frank. Go look for pine bark nuggets.
Yeah.
You'll eventually find them. Some soul will have it at an independent garden center. You're not going to find it at a home store, but you will find it at an independent garden center.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, Frank.
Go, Frank. We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back with What's Bugging You right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Haynes Garden Center, Cinnaminson, New Jersey. Burlington Agway, Burlington, New Jersey. Sickles Market, Little River, New Jersey.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, what's bugging you?
Oh,
right now, what's bugging me are dandelions. Dang, get the bugs off. Brett loves it. Yeah. It's weeds this week.
It's weeds, yeah.
But
it's still bugging us.
It's bugging me. Dandelions. Yeah. Dandelions are like all of a sudden, what happened? The dandelion fairy came and boom. All of a sudden they're all yellow everywhere?
Everywhere.
Now, I'm not even asking you about your lawn. How about a lawn that you've driven by that's green, unlike your zoysia yellow lawn?
Yeah, I know.
I know you have alfalfa growing.
It's all over.
Yeah, it's a big... Yeah,
big time.
Big tufts of onion grass.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
But dandelions are like everywhere. I feel they're worse than I've ever seen them in a long time. Yellow flowers, I mean, I always joke. I said, like, I've got this plant for you. It gets a bright, sunny yellow flower, and then it comes up, and then after the flower begins to fade, it turns into this beautiful plume, and it's real prolific. It comes back year after year, and it's got these wide blades. Yeah, I'm describing the dandelion.
Yeah, that's right.
How many seeds? Here we go, another trivia question for Julio. The average dandelion plant, how many seeds does it have?
Let me count that. It's about 15,000 seeds per plant.
So those things that your kids grab and they blow and it goes all over the place like little parachutes, 15,000 of them are coming from one plant, okay? You need to kill them, and not your children.
No.
You need to kill the weeds and make them dead so that they don't invade your lawn and your neighbors. What do I use? Do I use a granular or a liquid, Julio? Now, it's a weed and feed, right? Weed and feed always has a dandelion on the bag.
Mm-hmm.
But what should I use? A granular, weed and feed, or should I use a spray?
Yeah, you can use the granular one, but you can. Bonide is a great product to me. You know, Weed Beater Ultra.
It's more effective.
If it's more effective if you do the granular, don't you think? Or the... I like them both.
Wrong. You like both because you have zoysia. You don't use it.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Julio. Come on now.
We'd be at our
a liquid, best. A liquid will coat the leaf and will make it dead. A granular, you have to make sure that the granular product sticks to the leaf. Those of you that aren't watching us on YouTube, I'm holding out my hand, my palm up, and I'm doing the sprinkling motion. It has to stick to that, and it has to stay on that. It can't blow off. It can't rain off. It has to stick on that for at least 24 hours. And the only way that happens is that if you apply the weed and feed when it's wet or early in the morning when there's dew on the surface area of the leaf. Now, if you spray and you put down a spray with your backpack sprayer, your pump sprayer, or your
hose end sprayer.
Yeah. Man, Julio, what timing is off today?
I know it is.
Did you get enough sleep last night?
I got some.
You're running around. You know,
is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. going to have to talk later. You need
to get to bed late.
You need to get home earlier.
I know.
Anyway, but if a hose end sprayer is how I do it on my lawn, and that you just go and you hook it to your hose, but it's, again, that same product we talked about earlier in the show. It's you're going to use Weed Beater Ultra. It will also control some of those weeds that you see now, like it'll control chickweed. It'll control plantain, but it will control dandelions better than anything. When you use like a weed and feed, I think of it as like just extra protection. Not that I don't expect it to be that effective, but it does work if you apply it absolutely correctly. It absolutely sticks to the leaf, and it absolutely works. All of those things have to happen in order to get good control. And the likelihood of that happening as opposed to if you just spray is pretty slim. So just use a liquid in a sprayer, put it over that, and that also comes in like a trigger sprayer. If you have a small lawn, you can get either, you know, a quart ready to spray, like a Windex bottle type thing, or you can get a gallon size and just do the weeds themselves if you don't have that many. But it definitely should be controlled. It should be controlled before they go into seed, or else you'll be doing it again and again
and again.
So again, it's not a bad idea to put down an application of Weed Beater Ultra now and then doing it again in the summertime when it's a little cooler in the summertime. You know, you pick it in the early morning because there are some weeds that aren't up yet. Yeah. You know, and again, this isn't going to control grassy weeds. But all of your broadleaf weeds, they'll control all of your broadleaf weeds. Cool. And what else do you have to add, Hul?
Did you know that Vineland is the dandelion capital of
Vineland?
Yes.
I can tell you why.
Why?
No offense to anybody, but Italian.
Yes.
Okay. Dandelion wine.
Yes.
And dandelion greens.
Wow.
Very healthy. Very, on the farm, we used to have a barber that he would go around the farm and he would pick all of the dandelions because he was making dandelion wine.
How about that, huh?
There you go. Fun fact.
Fun facts, yeah.
This fun fact was brought to you by Richfield Farms in Clifton, New Jersey.
Ooh.
1139 Van Houten Avenue, Clifton.
It's a great place to be.
973-777-7535.
There you go.
Call that number. Ask for William.
William. There you go, Will.
Anyway, they have Weed Beater Ultra.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, all right. You want to use a spray. It's going to be more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Will?
No, I think we hit that pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Listen, if you've got questions, call the hotline. Call the hotline. That's why we do those commercials. We want to hear from you.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880.
If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Captain's Log, Day 173. The search for a natural way to kill weeds.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Not long ago, I was up to my eyeballs in weeds, searching for a natural way to stop them cold, when I found the solution in a cold glass of milk. Goat milk, to be exact. It contains a compound so effective at killing weeds, it's the active ingredient in my Deadweed Brew. Captain Jack's Deadweed Brew kills broadleaf weeds and grasses anywhere and everywhere. It's approved for organic gardening and comes in a convenient spray or concentrate that goes to work right away. I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening. And when it comes to killing weeds, Deadweed Brew is the goat.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Deadweed Brew from Bonide, trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. All right, Julio, you said in the break that Violin has an actual dinner.
Yes, I do.
And for dandelions.
For dandelions, yes.
And what was on the menu?
On the menu? Oh, let me tell you what. They had dandelion omelets, dandelion ravioli, dandelion greens, and they also had ice cream with dandelion brandy. How's that?
And that was pre-COVID. So check this year. Maybe it's on.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Be. Yeah, it could be.
Vineland, New Jersey, dandelion capital of the world. Well, listen, call us with your questions. It's springtime, and we're ready to answer. We will get back to you. Call and leave your message on the hotline.
Right. And next time you visit your favorite garden center, tell them you listen to Bloomers in the Garden.
That's right. Thank you, Brett. Great job today.
Thank you, Brett.
We'll see you next week right here in the garden.
See you in the garden.